Hi, this is Lance Treadwell from Albany, New York. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Perfect.
Turn out or tune in to two of the world's greatest percussionists performing in Catskill at the Avalon Lounge on October 16th from 8 to 10 p.m. Composers and percussionists Tatsuya Nakatani and Bobby Previtt perform with a live web stream at WGXC.org. Turn out or tune in for Tatsuya Nakatani and Bobby Previtt performing at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill on Sunday, October 16th from 8 to 10 p.m. Find out more in the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Henning's Local Test Kitchen in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. A map creating new legislative districts in Ulster County violates a state law that specifies how each of the county's 23 legislative districts can vary in population. However, Chairman Regis Obajiski said the independent Ulster County Reapportionment Commission that created the new map will not fix their mistake. Even if the commission took action, Republican Elections Commissioner John Quigley said he is unsure if the board can legally accept the new map. The independent commission created the new map over the course of 29 meetings held between January 2021 and July 2022 and submitted a final plan to the Ulster County Board of Elections in mid-July. Obajiski said County Attorney Clinton Johnson recently told the commission the map was illegal because it did not conform with the size parameters required under a 2021 law requiring that the district populations vary by only 5% overall. According to a memo to legislative leaders from Johnson, the difference between the most populous district in the city of Kingston and the least populous district in the eastern part of Lloyd is more than the 5% difference required by law. Obajiski this week admitted commission members discussed the issue in a series of emails, not in an open meeting as required by law, and the majority of the 7-member board decided it would not be willing to reconvene to redo the map. Legislature Chairman Tracy Bartels called the commission's refusal to reconvene, and I quote, a serious shirking of their duties, end quote, and said, and I quote, the idea that the default is waiting to be sued and to force the county to spend money on a lawsuit that it can't defend, I don't understand, end quote. Minority Leader Ken Ronk said, and I quote, the commission could reconvene. It doesn't seem like they're going to. The Independent Redistricting Commission is just that, independent. If they want to reconvene, that's up to them. I can't make them, end quote. County Democrats have suggested they would file a lawsuit to force the creation of a new map. However, Johnson said nothing has been filed to date. The deadline to file is November 13th. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekosebek is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media, that the town of Coyman's tentative 2023 budget has been released and it calls for a 3.17% increase in town taxes. The tentative spending plan is under review and will go through several iterations before the final budget is voted on by the town board in November. The 2023 tentative budget totals $2.92 million, an increase in spending of just under $85,000 over the current year. If approved, as is, the tax rate would increase 0.09 for every $1,000 of property's assessed value, which is under the state-mandated tax cap, according to Town Supervisor George McHugh. So, a property assessed at $150,000 would see a tax increase of $13.50 in 2023. The tentative budget does not provide salary increases for the town supervisor and town council members. Each of the two town justices would have their salaries increased to $25,000 annually. The town clerk's salary would rise to $52,000, and the highway superintendent would see a pay hike to $61,500. McHugh called the tentative budget prudent and fiscally conservative. He said, and I quote, "This budget, as proposed, is balanced, protects taxpayers, and provides for vital services to our residents, such as public safety, emergency management services, quality of life initiatives, park improvements, and contingency planning, all while maintaining flexibility in case of any unforeseen circumstances," end quote. The preliminary budget is projected for approval in late October. Following a public hearing, the town board would be on track to adopt the new spending plan in mid-November. And you can read the full story at theupstater.com. Joshua Solomon is reporting for the Times Union. New York's recently enacted law setting requirements for concealed carry of firearms will remain in effect in its entirety after a federal judge issued an, and I quote, "interim administrative stay," end quote, on a lower court's order that would have scaled back several of the legislative's key elements. The stay means the law will remain in effect until a three-judge appellate panel can consider the arguments on both sides. State Attorney General Letitia James's office this week appealed the initial restraining order issued by U.S. Judge Glenn T. Sotheby. The law has been championed by Governor Kathy Hochul and other Democrats as a necessary public safety measure and an effective response to the U.S. Supreme Court's summer ruling invalidating the state's previous concealed carry requirements. Sotheby's temporary restraining order would have temporarily halted the requirements that permit applicants must disclose their social media accounts for the previous 3 years, as well as the identities of relatives, including spouses, who can serve as, and I quote, "character references," end quote. They also would not have to sit for in-person interviews with local officials in order to demonstrate their, and I quote, "good moral character," end quote. The legal action against the new law was brought by Schenectady County resident Ivan Antioch and members of the Second Amendment advocacy group Gun Owners of America. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, October 13th. Local early morning temperatures range from 52 degrees in Tannersville to 57 in Ankrum. Regional average soil temperature is 56 degrees. The nearest possible snowfall today is 850 miles away on the northern border of Wisconsin. Here locally, we're going to see a high of 67 at 3 p.m. and the day is looking pretty rainy with wind gusts in the afternoon, reaching 28 miles per hour. After dark, rain gets stronger and brings along chances for thunder.
We see a low of 52 before the rain calls it quits near dawn. Friday, things dry out and we get a sunny afternoon with a high of 66. Overnight, it cools to 43. Then, Saturday, still dry with a high of 68, so go enjoy those trees while you can. Sunday is looking rainy with a high of only 65. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:19 a.m., high tide at 6:01 a.m., low tide again at 12:17 p.m., and high tide once again at 6:15 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 60 degrees, and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:05 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:01 a.m. Looking way up, we see flare chances are coming in at 35% for M and 1% for X-class flares that could fluctuate upward a little bit today. Solar wind speed is currently 304 kilometers per second at 0.43 protons per milliliter. That's pretty scant. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 62. And this has been the Better Weather brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And if today's forecast happens to have you filled with doom and gloom, head on over to Boom and Bloom Records and Flowers on Route 145 in Durham. While you're there, make your day even better by donating a little bit to WGXC. We all got to stick together.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration. But most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
Back in LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11. Some restrictions
apply. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
We'll be right back. ba ri ba ba bim 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 ba
my uncle, and his heart was black and cold. He cheated many women, and he murdered men for gold. Uncle, oh dear uncle, is there nothing that you fear? The women their vengeance, and the men are drawing near. Nephew, silly nephew, you are such a foolish one. I'll be here tomorrow, same as direction, and the sun set in.
All right, welcome back to the October edition of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. I'm Andy, and tonight there's a ton of new music queued up for the crisp weather here in Hudson. The show slides in slow with a double dose of music from Danish label El Paraiso, heading things off with Adina Gardens and London Odense Ensemble following right behind. A brand new one from a longtime fave around here, The Advisory Circle, and then an older cut from Tennis Coats, whose 2007 album Tauntaun Therapy gets a reissue on More Music this month. A lovely instrumental in there from Marissa Anderson follows along with a cover of Wooden Wand by Powers Roland Duo off a recent tribute to the works of James Toth. There's lots to get to tonight, so I won't linger too long. The next set skews autumnal, and I'll start it off with Homesick from Kings of Convenience right here on WGXC.
Step up my heart. I'm Traveling on again.